This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I want to tell you about our good friends at Maryville University. I was over there yesterday looking at that facility. I'm telling you, that baseball field is spectacular. That soccer field, the basketball gymnasium. Lonnie Folks has done an unbelievable job. Maryville.edu is the place.
By the way, Schnucks releasing a new item today, Carpenter's Crunch, a new cereal on the shelves at all the area Schnucks location, following up the hit with the salsa. And last year, you know, Matt might have been struggling a little bit when the salsa came out and then things took off. So the same, who knows, maybe it'll be connected to this cereal. It's sort of a honey nut toasted oat cereal. It's Carpenter's Crunch with his picture on it, fun for all the fans. It's available at area Schnucks, effective today. We're at the Dardenne Prairie location here out off Winghaven Road is sort of the exit. Work your way back here. Beautiful location.
I hear they have great. Yeah, I hear they have great brats here.
Yeah, yes, I've heard the same.
Really good brats.
I'm not saying
chicken
Frank's
wings.
Looking for food, but he just went down an aisle and grabbed a packet of mustard and put it on the table here.
Schnucks has a brand of chips that are just fantastic.
I have not eaten anything since 7 o'clock last night at John Minio's in that chicken parm where the red sauce was out of sight.
All right, let's do it. How about five for Frank? While they get the food ready, I'll get five for Frank ready. Brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Frank, true or false, you're hungry. No, that's... All right, true or false, it's okay for Cardinal fans to like Christian Yelich. Did you see the clips last night? He was pounded beers at the Bucks game, and I'm waiting for... There's going to be some negative feedback because it's excessive binge drinking, but there's the... Packers player, I think it's David Bakhtiari, or one of the offensive linemen, and his thing at these games, he's probably like a 300-pound guy. He gets up and pounds beers. So he looked across and pointed at Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers takes a couple of big sips. Like, that's good. So then Christian Yelich sits next to the old lineman and chugs whatever, you know, half of a beer or whatever during the game. And I'm like, you've been around Yelich a little bit. Like, I wouldn't see him doing that. I'm like, he just seems kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it okay to like him as long as
we're
not
Chris
pitching?
Bryant, he's not calling our town boring. Yeah, why not? He's a good guy, and he's, you know, one of the five best players probably on the planet Earth right now.
I got a mixed review, I would say, on Twitter. Some people said, no way, you can't root for another player. And then somebody else said, right now, Cubs players are likable. I'm like, they were before Bryant, although that wasn't that big a deal.
There's a difference between the Cubs and the Brewers players. Like Anthony Rizzo, who we'd love to have here if we didn't have Paul Goldschmidt, you just can't like him. You just can't like Chris Bryant. You just can't like any Cubs.
It's
just
because they're Cubs.
Yes.
Because I don't dislike Rizzo, but he is a Cub, so you can't. The Brewers are a little safer, I guess, to say he's not a bad guy. All right, Frank, you are Jim Thomas. Do you consider yourself on the brink of history?
Yes, and I think that, you know, all of the losing that I've seen and witnessed and covered over the years, this is a nice payback for me, because the Blues have not won in 52. I take over 2 years later. They could win a Stanley Cup. It's all about me. I'm taking credit for it.
How weird to be the beat writer for a NFL team that ends up in the tank, and then you're there for the relocation announcement. You're banging on your keyboard in the hotel lobby, and it's over. That team that you covered, that was your job. It's gone. And you got to file the story, but you also know what's next. You don't know what's next. And then you end up, potentially, 3 years later, with your hometown team winning the Stanley.
Has he been doing it two or three?
I think it's his second year. But it was three years ago. He's filing the report saying the team is leaving. He had to wonder, well, what the hell am I going to do? I mean, I don't mind covering high school soccer, but I have no idea what's next for me.
Yeah, I think that initial year he was kind of a national football reporter and did some Rams stuff. And I love Jim more than anybody, but all of us, I really don't want to hear about the Rams and those articles would be in the Post-Dispatch. But he's done such a terrific job in his transition from not covering hockey at all to just becoming immersed in the sport.
I think he went to one of the games the first year there in L.A., but it's like mid-October. And then he said one of the players who he had covered,
didn't even know,
went up to him and said, hey, where are you living at, Jim? And he's like, I haven't been around you guys for 6 months. The guy just assumed he was covering the team. I think that's why people enjoy Chris Long even more, is because he got cut by the L.A. Rams. Him and Laurinaitis never made the move.
Yeah.
So in a certain sense, they're never stained by it. And I think Chris Long's going to join. He's going to join us next week. He's trying to go to game three.
Hey.
I think one of his favorite moments outside of winning the Super Bowl, when he was on New England and he sacked Jared Goff when they were facing Fisher and the Rams. And I could be wrong, but I think that was like one of, because he knew, granted, some of it's money, but they had also dumped him.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting, too. You brought up two kind of similar situations, Jim Thomas and Chris Long. Now, on paper, it doesn't look that way. But think about this. The incredible losing that they both had to endure,
yes.
And then, boom, switch circumstances and win championships, hopefully for Jim.
Yeah, getting away from the Rams proved beneficial to both.
Yep.
All right, Frank, your optimism for Alex Reyes as a solution for the rotation.
He had a good outing last night, and what the heck, why not? I wonder if it could be done as quickly as in Waka's next scheduled start. I mean, he's going to miss one, so we're talking maybe 8 or 9 days. You give Reyes one more start and then give him that start in St. Louis?
I'm guessing this would be a big theme on 590 Baseball, so you notice any baseball topics normally – Monday through
next
Thursday.
Next topic.
Martin and
next
Frank
topic.
Get into a baseball topic. Hoffman's like, well, I got some numbers here, and I did some deep dive last night. On Fridays, he gets eerily silent. And then at 1 o'clock, he's all right, guys, Rammer, Hewer, I got some stuff for you. But I don't think Reyes is going to be ready just yet, right? You can't go from – I don't think you're making a Palm Beach start, and then you're ended up in the big leagues. Excuse me. But I think down the road – he's an exciting option, even though he had control issues. I mean, let's not overstate. We were excited about him this season, and it was disappointing. So we do have to tap the brakes a little bit. But at this point, I'm willing to give it a shot.
Yeah, especially with the way Waka's pitched. And the commish said, I think, July, and maybe it'll be before that, hopefully.
Right.
It's amazing, too, what that could do if you get the Alex Reyes that you think you were going to get, you know, for years, and you move him into that rotation. That would just change everything.
Frank, you're a Washington Nationals fan. It's not even Flag Day. It's not even Memorial Day. And your team is 12 games under. You lost Harper. Did you think you'd be this bad?
No, because I have a lot of good young players in the organization, and I have a starting staff anchored by, you know, two of the best arms in baseball. Yeah, this is kind of stunning.
It's not like they were planning on tanking.
Yeah.
They spent how much money on all the contracts? They're throwing money around like crazy. So they spend a ton of money. And they've got some exciting young players.
I don't know if I blame them, but I don't think there's any chance Dave Martinez is long for that league.
No. And have I ever told the Dave Martinez story? One of my roommates, sophomore year at Marquette, he's from Chicago. He would always talk about his girlfriend. Well, she was back home. And he's like, yeah, you know, she's going to come visit. I believe her name is Lisa. You could look up Dave Martinez's wife's name. But he would always say, oh, Lisa's coming next week. And all of a sudden, she stopped visiting. And we're like, hey, what happened? He's like, oh, she met somebody or whatever. Well, it turns out she started dating a Cubs player.
Wow.
And this guy loved the Cubs. And all of a sudden he finds out his girlfriend is dating Dave Martinez. And his fandom of the Cubs starts to fade a little bit. So I forget all about this. And years later, he's on the staff at Joe Madden. And I checked. And I'm pretty sure his wife is Lisa, who was my roommate's girlfriend in Chicago, stolen away by Dave Martinez.
Wow.
So I'm
still married?
I believe so. So I guarantee my college roommate is checking those national standings a little closer than most. All right, and number five, Frank, your pick to click for the overall Stanley Cup Finals for the Blues. Do you have it not game one or game two or game three?
And we'll ask Charlie Marlowe if this is allowed because he's the ultimate arbiter.
He discredits every pick.
He does.
I'm going Ryan O'Reilly. I think he's going to have a big series.
All right, I'll go Jordan Binnington, and he'll win the MVP of the
Charlie says we're not allowed to pick Binnington.
Right. Or Tarasenko.
No, I think you are. I agree, because he could have a bad series or a great series. You're saying he's going to be the reason.
Hey, he's Colton Parayko. I'll say Colton Parayko.
All right.
And Charlie says he's not allowed either, because he's
he has
playing.
Blonde hair and he's 6'5".
every name we throw out. And I said Shen, and he goes, no, that's too easy. I'm like, guy hasn't scored the whole playoffs.
Too obvious. He's due.
Too obvious. Well, Jordan Binnington's been really good. Yeah, you can't pick him either. I'm going Ryan O'Reilly. All right, five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. It's greenville.edu for more information.
Bomberito sponsors the show content, 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. Go to bomberito.com for more information. They had the Bomberito 500 coming up. All those cars racing in the Indy 500 this weekend will be here in St. Louis in August. We'll break and we'll come back. I can't hear.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back. Yeah.